Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hi, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. I just really want to do a shout-out to just our international audience. It's always great to be hearing from everybody with their comments and questions and just all the wonderful things that we get, the feedback. We want to thank you for that, and we just really want to encourage you to be continuing that. And, again, anytime you guys need any kind of information past our actual live show, please feel free to go over to thetransformation-cafe.com. And tonight's show is going to be just making us very physically fit, I think. We're just going to be so inspired we just want to go run a mile or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. So, Miss Amy, I'm going to go ahead and grab our co-host, Miss Amy Frost. Come on. How are you doing tonight, Amy?
I'm doing really well. I'm just trying to survive the impending holiday.
The impending holiday. Ooh, she's putting all that. Ooh, okay. That's interesting. So tonight we're going to be talking, we're kind of doing another added bonus, I think, to the, we did a couple shows about 3 weeks ago that was getting ready for the holidays and having them be stress-free. And tonight we're going to be talking to Deb Caron. She is our fitness guru, and we're going to be talking about fitness for real people and how to enjoy being fit. So, hey, Deb, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well. Can you hear me?
I can totally hear you. You sound great.
Mm-hmm.
You sound fit.
Fantastic.
Doesn't
I'm
she
glad.
Sound fit? You sound very
Thank you.
Fit.
Thank you. That's the high energy right there.
That's great. So, Deb, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself so people kind of know who you are, and we'll go ahead and start the conversation here.
Absolutely. My name is Debbie Carrion, and I've had about 18 and a half years experience in dealing in health and wellness programs and trying to find the way to connect individuals to the path that leads them to balance and to just kind of improving their life experience. After that chapter ended, I ended up in the fitness world and working at 24-Hour Fitness Now as a general manager, and really found that it translates. Where before I may have been working with the mind and how it impacted the body, now I'm dealing with the body and how it impacts the mind.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what we wanted to talk about tonight, was just, you know, looking at fitness from a little bit different perspective on ways that, you know, how can it help us to reduce stress and come from, you know, just being strong both in our physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of ourselves. And I just love to hear, you know, any insights you'd like to have about that.
Absolutely. One of the things that I thought was really important to share tonight, I kind of sat with this and, you know, I thought, what would really resonate as my biggest why when it comes to why I'm doing what I'm doing now and trying to get people into the gym? And, you know, there was an individual that I was talking with at work, and he said, you know, Deb, the gym is now the biggest communal meeting place for individuals, second to churches. We as a society are so independent and so separate from one another that those types of environments are so few and far between that we really need to harness that as a reason to try to help people to find their fitness goals. And I really find that it's true, especially as we head to the holidays, especially as we start to see all these commercials that try to, you know, push what the ideal is, whether it's holidays or Christmas, Thanksgiving, you name it. There's these preconceived kind of pictures that people put into our heads. And the reality is that most of us kind of feel like we're not living up to those. And then we start doing things, whether it's eating too much or not exercising. We just start, you know, feeling disenfranchised. And the reality is the place to kind of reconnect is with each other. And when we can reconnect with each other and find that place and find that space that creates that communal bond, those are the people that actually get the most health benefits out of any gym membership. And that's the interesting thing. A lot of people think, you know, if I'm really stressed out, I'm going to go to the gym. And it's counterintuitive. when we are highly stressed and we go to a gym and we start to work out, it increases our blood pressure and actually increases the risk of a lot of health issues. And so most of the time, what people don't realize is that, you know, it's good to balance. Maybe take a yoga class at a gym, maybe try to find a place to relax a little bit, but come and find that communal experience. Come with, and I've seen this, I've literally seen this, a woman will come in and it'll be around the holidays and she might feel a little bit lonely, maybe not kind of doing all the things that she thinks she should be doing, and she'll meet a group of girlfriends in a Zumba class. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Zumba was not my thing, and it's still not, but it is for some people. And she found a group of girlfriends, and she now is coming in. She's meeting her girlfriends. They're chatting. They're decompressing. They're supporting each other. They're talking about their kids, their lives, their everything. And then they go and they begin a class that now starts to help them exercise it out of their body. And they start to burn calories and feel stronger and feel really a lot more settled so that they go back into their lives feeling completely stronger than when they came in. And so that for me is kind of the message. You know, when people think, gosh, and what do I do to keep that balance during the holidays? It really is about just being gentle to yourself and realizing that the gym is communal. You're not going to come in and be separate unless you want to be. You're not going to come in and find that there's all these people that are working out and I'm not. You kind of let down that wall, allow some vulnerability, and there are some people there that are all reaching out for each other, and it's the most amazing thing to see when they connect. It's powerful.
Yeah, Amy was saying, I'd love for Amy to jump in here. We're talking about that the relationships with people sometimes is that even more important than your diet and things like that. They've done research for
yes.
that. So Amy, you want to share
yes,
about that?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and we talked, you know, with Shasta Nielsen and her work, Frentimacy, and she talks a lot about research that shows that having connected relationships is more important than working out, than not smoking, than eating better. And so, geez,
yes.
what if we take that, right, and add that together? So I think you're definitely onto something. So I'd like to kind of throw this out and see what direction you'd like to go. I'd like to kind of look at how would you recommend that we'll go. Let's just go with a woman thing. That women, you know, go to a gym. How do they take advantage of it in a way to find a way to be fit mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? And I think friendship falls definitely within that. So how do they go and utilize that? And maybe what are some ways that you are or you're considering helping to create those connections with women at the gym?
I got to tell you, that's a profound question, because what we found in our research is that the group that we're missing is millennial women.
Mm-hmm.
Millennial women are not coming into the gym. They're just not. And so 24-hour fitness, and like I think maybe even some of the other clubs, has rebranded. And they're attempting to rebrand across the nation. And what we're doing is making it so that it's experiential. So before, it used to be selling the idea of fitness, right? That was like, you're coming in, you're going to get this body.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that anymore because we realize that's not where most of the millennial women are residing. They're residing in experience. We need to create an experience of value. Les Mills, who's this guru of all things health-related, put out a recent video about those individuals that get the most benefit out of going into the clubs, into gyms, into, you know, staying with either personal training or just even just joining a club and going to, like, group classes or whatever. And what they found, or what he found, and it's really kind of resonating through the industry, is that it has to be something that the club itself starts to create. So what we've done is we've tried to make it so that individuals understand when they come in, we're really invested in them as the person. So I challenge everybody to kind of stop those preconceived ideas of maybe a bodybuilder or you have to be in great physical shape to even start to walk in the doors. Challenge yourself first and foremost to just accept that right where you are right now is perfect. It's absolutely perfect to join a club. where you are today, whether you're, you know, 10 pounds underweight and need muscle or 50 pounds overweight and need to lose weight, you're perfect.
Debbie, can I throw in
here? Yes, please.
I had joined a gym here in Vegas, a kind of a small boutique gym, because I felt like, oh, I'd feel safer. And there was a woman who owned it and ran it. And she is an extreme bodybuilder. But I said, no, I just want to be healthy. And she puts me so hard, I pop something inside on my rib area that took me months to recover. And I never went back.
Yes. No, exactly. And that's exactly what we have come to realize through all of the research. Experiential, it's got to be welcoming. It's got to be we meet you where you're at. And so quite often what we try to do is find out your why when you come in, because we want to set you up for what it is you want, not what you what we think you need. Because what we think you need may not be where you're at mentally or emotionally. I had a woman come in recently, and she wanted to sign up her special needs son. And he was 16, and he had a brain disorder. And she just wanted somebody to just get him to be physical. And she said that she'd gone to another club, and same thing. They wanted to work him out to start developing muscle tone here, muscle tone there. She didn't want that. He didn't even, you know, wasn't cognizant of that. And so we set him up with a trainer who was just so sensitive and so able just to see that he and mom just needed him to have that interaction with somebody while he was being just a little physical, just whether it was throwing the ball back and forth or learning how to do some lunges, even though he wasn't doing them great. He was having a ball. And, you know, it was neat because after about a month or so, we're all giving him a high five and telling him, hey, Jared, good to see you. And it made him feel welcome. And that really is what we were talking about, and I was mentioning to you in the beginning. It becomes experiential. It becomes communal. It's the only place you're going to go back to is a place you feel comfortable at, whether it's a gym, whether it's, you know, your hair salon, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, the mechanic that you trust to work on your car. You're only going to go somewhere that you feel positive. And when you go to buy a club membership, you're not leaving with anything. You're not leaving with a new shirt, a new pair of shoes. You're not leaving with a brand new hairdo. You're only leaving with an experience that you've just paid for. And so it's important that we realize that these people are spending their money because they need something. And most of the time it's emotional. And when we can meet that first and get them in and start working on what it is that they want without pushing them like bodybuilder was pushing me too hard, That's a them thing. That's them, you know, doing what they feel they need. That wasn't about you. The experience in a club has to be about you. It has to be about what you want, what makes you feel good. What do you want to achieve? Because it's, you know, it's your experience. It's your journey. It's what's going to make it come back and start giving you that balance. There was a lady, and I know Robin had mentioned, you know, about the whole idea of balancing life. There was a woman who came in, and she had two little kids. And she was already in great shape. She'd lost the baby weight. She just needed a place to go to be able to sweat for a little bit and just kind of get out, you know, the angst of the day and feel better and stronger and go home and be a better version of herself or her children. Each person knows what they need. You know, there was a gentleman who came in who really, it was funny. He's like, I went to another club and they told me that my physical age was 85, and he's 80. He's like, do you think I care? He just wanted to be able to put his arms up over his head so that he could grab things at the supermarket when he went grocery shopping.
Wow.
But nobody ever took the time to talk to him, you know, and that's just it. We have to meet these people and not look at it like a club and you're going into it because it's fitness. No, you have to come in and we have to meet you where you are as a human being, and the benefit is fitness.
Yeah, that's one thing that we always talk about on the show is that, you know, some of the basic needs is just I want to be seen and I want to be heard, you know, for that kind of a just for when it comes to a sense of relationship. So when you're describing this, I almost want to say it sounds like a bar without the booze.
It is
You go to the neighborhood community, and everybody, you know, sits and visits and know each other, and you know, it's kind of like Norm, you know, when he walks in the door, you know, instead of him getting a beer, he's going over to pick up a dumbbell.
You know what, sweetie? It is so true. That's it. You nailed it. And that's actually on Flipboard. It was one of the articles that I read about a year ago when I was first kind of, you know, looking at the challenges, because I was thinking they were saying that the gym or the club, this is the new club scene, is the gym. And I thought, oh, Lord, what am I getting myself into? And it's true, but on a different level. It's absolutely that place where people want to be seen, they want to be heard, they want to experience, but it's so diverse that it's almost like a social experiment. And it's wonderful on so many levels. Mm-hmm. We have young kids that come in because this is where they're going to, you know, they work out and they feel strong and they meet people who have the like interest and they start dating. You have older folks who come in and they just want to have range of motion and they feel successful and they meet other seniors and now they have like people to meet on Sunday to go have coffee with. It really is. It's very, very communal. And I didn't know that before I started in this industry at all.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really, you know, because it's all about being able to find things you have in common with each other and how better than it to be something about your wellness. I think that's just such a great thing to have in common. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and it's so true. It is so true. And part of it in dealing with these individuals is seeing their ups and downs. I had a trainer told me, hey, Debbie, you know, I'm not going to charge this person for the session today. They lost their husband a month ago, and they're having a really rough day today and want to go out to the parking lot and talk. And that's what he did. Mm-hmm. He went out to the parking lot and talked with her. We really have taken on as part of, you know, social media and all this stuff, gyms have really taken on a different role. We've become therapists. We've become social environment, communal, religion. It's all encompassed in that one world when you walk through those doors, and it's powerful.
So how do you find that you're changing as a result of that in your how you're being at work?
You know, what I find is a couple of things. One, I have found a renewed passion for my strength, fitness. I've gone through challenges of cancer. I've gone through challenges of depression. I've gone through a lot of different challenges. And what I realized the common denominator was that always gave me back that strength to try again was feeling physically strong. And I think for me, I don't lose sight of that. And I share that story with people that come in and that are that place that feel kind of weak or maybe a little bit broken or maybe not quite ready to endure whatever's coming forth. And I share my story and I let them know, you know, I know it may sound silly, but there were times when the only thing that I had on my agenda for the day was to get up and go to the gym. And it was all that I had. And I would do it. And it got me through until I had more strength and more strength. And then I kind of got myself back. So what it's done is it's allowed me to translate my love for fitness and my passion for, you know, getting sweaty and being in that environment, which to me makes me feel good, to them. And then allow them to translate it and define it any way that it means for them. You know, not everybody wants to go and run 5 miles and do, you know, a weight workout. That's my regimen. That's not theirs. If they want to take a Zumba class and meet their girlfriends and go into the sauna and chit-chat, that's great. But if I'm able to be vulnerable and tell them where I started and allow them to step into that vulnerability to get into an environment that scares a lot of people, ultimately, it's going to increase their health, their longevity, their bone density, all those other little side things that I know are going to contribute to their day feeling better and them feeling better. It makes me feel good.
Well, and it's exciting.
So do you have her?
Watching you personally, Debbie, in that you're taking your passion about helping people to open up to do their healing work and move it into the fitness area.
Yeah, and it really was something that I wasn't sure was going to translate because I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to a gym. And seriously, it translated. People are people. We're just trying to get through life together. And sometimes, you know, you're surprised. I was going from an EAP world where people are calling you because they want emotional help to a gym setting where people are walking in because they want something that they don't have yet, and trying to help them figure out what that is in the most gentle ways, it's a beautiful experience.
That's just so great. So our next book that we're going to be doing with our Cafe Book Club is Codependent No More. So I'm just like really looking at, you know, because like Amy had shared with me the other day that she was really surprised that the book is really about self-care and having healthy boundaries. So, in looking at health and having that be something that, you know, we move into with that about being able to be in self-care, what have you really seen for people when they really start getting that about, you know, self-image and themselves and being able to connect to other people? How would you say that, you know, would translate, you know, being able to go into a, you know, a workout situation?
I think the beauty of, I hate the idea of codependent because I think that word itself lends people to feel weak, when in fact, mm-hmm. I think codependent folks are sometimes some of the strongest because they take on so much, unfortunately, for the wrong reasons. And I think through their journey, they figure that out when they can be a little bit more gentle and more self-loving. But what I've found is finding some folks that come into the club, and I'm still able to see so much diagnostically with them, whether they're, you know, in that place of depression or they're codependent or they're insecure or perhaps they're just feeling, you know, a bit, they're feeding that narcissist side that's just not that healthy side yet, but they're working towards it. The beauty part of it is they come in and a lot of times being in an environment where people are literally sweating or they're doing something that makes them feel a little vulnerable, maybe taking a class and they don't know the steps or, you know, using a machine and they're not quite really sure how to do this yet. And then a month or two from now, they're just really good at all of it. It's almost like an educational process in their self-awareness and in their self-esteem. Mm-hmm. They start to feel more confident and more comfortable, and they're able to translate that into their personal lives. We've had women who've come in and they feel guilty leaving their children in, you know, the childcare area for a workout. And then when they're able to see how they feel after and then how they're able to really be present when they weren't before, when they first drop their kids off and they're, you know, harried. And then they're done. They've kind of hit another place. They're relaxed. They feel stronger. They pick up their child and they're a lot more present. They're a lot more patient, maybe a little bit more playful. And when I'm able to reflect that to them, they really kind of grow in that moment. I think it's the same thing with individuals who maybe sometimes are codependent because they're not focusing on themselves. When you can do that just a little bit in the big chunk of your day, just for a little while, I think you find things about yourself that you're really proud of over a period of time, and then you can just grow on that and grow on that, and it really does help.
That's so great. So, and Amy, you've got anything you wanted to ask Deb?
Yeah, something that I just kind of be with this, Deb, but kind of comes to me is like creating a mentoring circle or a group or something of people at the facility where they can come in and go, how is what I'm doing working and how I'd like to do it differently? And with your gift, helping them to do it, and not just the physical level, but the whole life level. Maybe a life balance group or something.
You know what's really cool about that? I've started that with my staff.
Oh,
because
cool.
I think if we can create that with ourselves,
yes.
And then we can create that with the folks that walk through the door,
yes.
Then, you know, we're changing lives. And the interesting thing is most of the folks that I work with are millennials. They're younger folks. They're, you know, between born in 84, 90, somewhere through that range. Mm-hmm. And they are so open to nurturing. It's amazing to me that sometimes I get more pushback from individuals that are a little bit older because they're a little bit more maybe cynical. I don't know, but I would say the younger kids are so open and so willing to be present and to give and to try to learn. And their experiences are a little different, maybe a little bit, you know, not quite as seasoned yet, but they've got a lot to offer. And people really resonate with that. And so being able to have the workshops that I have with my staff right now and the private meetings that I have with them, we're doing a lot of healing on their own personal stuff and the stuff that even drew them themselves to the job that they're doing today, working in the club, and why they migrated there. What was that energetic pull? Why are they there? It's like, why was I there? And when we can figure that out and help each other and support each other, we realize that a lot of people walking through the door are very much like us. Mm-hmm. And we're able to kind of meet them. It's really powerful.
I think this is such a profound conversation, because most people wouldn't even think that, you know, like, you know, the old model of, like, I just know I have been eating well and I need to start working out, instead of having it be, like we're saying, this just holistic way of being able to totally be able to embrace your needs in a way that you might not even been able to articulate, and then have people around you as you're working through it, to be able to come into a more healthy place and just feel that much more connected to other people who are seeking the same thing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I will tell you that there are probably, I have 12 clubs that I currently have worked at, and of those, I would say probably 3 have this same kind of mission, passion, and everything that I'm describing to you, and the others are starting. They're doing it on the topical, you know, level of trying to be vulnerable and available when you walk in and be present. But it's the whole universal shift. I mean, it's nothing that I knew I experienced when I bought my membership, 10, 12 years ago. It's so, so different. And it's nice to see that we're starting to understand that the act of overeating on the holidays, that's just the result of other stuff that's going on. You know, the fact that we choose not to go into a gym is a result of the stories that we've told ourselves. It's not because we don't want to. You know, we're forgetting the most basic part, which is, you know, we are telling ourselves a story and doing all of these things to ourselves before we even do any of the acts that create some of the difficulties for us, whether it's drinking too much or eating too much or not working out or not taking care of ourselves. That's just the end result. I want to get you when you're still telling your story and challenge you to walk in those doors. And allow me to try to help you change that story.
Well, I would think anybody who's listening to this just want to say, like, okay, where's your jam? And I want to go there.
Right, exactly.
So go ahead, Amy.
This is really what transformation is about. Transformation knows no limits. And the fact that you can do this in a traditional area where, oh, no, we just look at fitness, and really opening up to us as a whole person. I commend you on this, and I'm very excited about where you go with this, because I think this is going to be revolutionary in many, many ways.
Thank you.
Well,
what I really love
is the fact that the staff is being modeled that they're going to be carrying that on. Like you're saying, oh, there's all these younger people that are involved in it. They're going to carry that into the occupation, but also just as a mindset with other people, which I think is awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got some general managers that, you know, when we get together at our meetings, that are assigning books to their staff that they have to at least read, you know, certain chapters of, and I love it. They're challenging to say, hey, why should I trust you? You know, why should I open up to you when I'm coming in? And these young kids, their minds are blown, because they realize it's not just me trying to sell you something, it's me investing in myself and you. And I love that our general managers are doing that. I love that as just kind of, and you know, I don't want to dissuade anybody else from their own membership in the club that they're at, because I think this is universal and it can be universal. But if we can do this across the board as an industry and really begin to touch lives this way, you know, there was a lady that came in when I first started at the club, and this was last year, and she was overeating and she was depressed and she was being really hard on herself and talking about how she just, you know, loves to cook and certain foods. And I just thought all of that was great, but after a very long discussion, and we just kind of sat with each other and started talking, and I wasn't even pushing the membership at this point, and quite honestly, she didn't buy it the first time. And we were just talking and talking and talking. That was the only thing she ever felt she did right, was cooking. And so she did it to the extreme. And the problem is then she started to eat it. And then that became her place of, well, I know I'm good at this, and I'm going to stay in this zone, and this is what I know. And when I was able to tell her, that's great. You know, that's wonderful, and that's fantastic, and don't lessen that self of, you know, that part about you. But what else can we look at? What else would you like to be good at? What else would you like to do? And her goal was ultimately to run just a 5K. And I thought, great. You know, we can put that as a possibility for you, and we can look at that and see how well we could work with you to get you into shape to do that. And she didn't immediately kind of resonate with that, but she came back again after she tried her pass. And then ultimately she finally in September ran her 5K. And she was so ecstatic. She was so happy. And she started to feel, and when I talked to her again, it was amazing, because now it's not the 5K. Now it's travel. Now she wants to do other things. It just opened the door of possibilities, because she showed herself she could do something other than what she'd always done. And it was really amazing.
That is amazing. Well, we've gone our 30 minutes. Is there any way that you, one thing you like to be encouraging people to get a hold of you, or things that they may be considering for, you know, just getting themselves started for the new year and in with the holidays, and keeping themselves in a place for just really, you know, being proactive and moving themselves into just that much more perfect health?
Absolutely. Anybody want to reach out to me, they can always reach me at my email. It's DEBBIECARREON, which is DebbieCarrion@gmail.com. I'll be happy to answer anybody who sends in any questions. I can locate a close gym for you. I know, Amy, you're out in Vegas, and one of my dear friends who actually is doing the same thing that I'm doing, her name is Martha, is running one of the 24s out there. And
wow.
She's beautiful. She's a sweet soul who just is so, so giving. And, you know, it's these little gems you just don't know about. So anybody have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll be happy to email back. And, you know, whatever I can help with, I'll be happy to.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, I just want to, you know, we're here with Thanksgiving week, and just I really want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and just to how grateful I am for you, and just all the things that those things that you're just changing lives every day, and just making people feel good about themselves. So thank you so much, Deb. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both for having me. It's always a pleasure to hear you both, and I wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving. And anyone who's listening, just know everything is possible, absolutely. And we're here to change life stories. Just reach out.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you're perfect just where you are. And then, you know, if you want to change that,
mm-hmm.
you can change that. I think that's great. So.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, we'll see you next year here at the cafe. And just reminding everybody, next week we're going to be starting Codependent No More. And again, it's really a lot about self-care. And we're looking forward to getting that started. So we will see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.